Blog Talk Radio.
Like no other man, God gave me faith. Now I'm stretching like a rubber band into your spirit, pressing like a muscle man. Dropping it for Jesus, get it cracking like a dozen eggs. Ain't no dead around me, so no need for buzzing here. All thanks to Christ, yeah. Thanks for those eternal years. Devil had a chance, yeah. Now guess I'm turning in. Listen, Jesus, draw the people, geek God and turn ahead. Bobbling and wobbling the service while I'm working at. Real life shows over, you can lose the service act. Antichrist to the church, time to take the church back. There's your flight, yeah. So as well, don't break it back. Chewing on the ribs of the word like the baby back. Like to thank Christ for his life and his amazing act. I ain't here to argue over words. I'm stating facts. And anything that you can get to God, he can pay you back.
Lord, I am yours and I'll be yours. Name me your little G. I'll endure in this war. We'll play the Philistines. Put the enemy, put them under me. Put them under me, Lord.
Hold on. What's cracking? You're now tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shouts out, much love to all those that's listening. And y'all know how we do. This is DJ Scritchy. Scratch all your ones and twos. And we about to run that back, man. You know what I'm talking about? Today's topic, stay on your ground. You know what I'm talking about? And ask the Lord to put Satan under your feet. You know what I'm talking about? Yes, sir.
Thank you, Lord, love you like no other man. God gave me faith, now I'm stretching like a rubber band into your spirit, pressing like a muscle man. Dropping it for Jesus, get it cracking like a dozen eggs. Ain't no dead around me, so no need for buzzing here. All thanks to Christ, yeah. Thanks for those eternal years. Devil had a chance, yeah. Now guess I'm turning in. Listen, Jesus, draw the people, geek God and turn ahead. Bobbling and wobbling the service while I'm working at. Real life shows over, you can lose the service act. Antichrist to the church, time to take the church back. There's your flight, yeah, so as well don't break it back. Chewing on the ribs of the word like the baby back. Like to thank Christ for his life and his amazing act. I ain't here to argue over words, I'm stating facts. And anything that you can get to God, he can pay you back.
Lord, I am yours and I'll be yours. Name me your little G. I'll endure in this war. We'll play the Philistines. Put the enemy, put them under me.
But it's all because of you, Lord, nothing on what I did, how I lived. And yeah, been some mail along the way. People come in singing they friends and ain't intend to stay. How they play? They perpetrate the fire while they ain't low. Betrayed so many times that my back look like Django. From all these backstabbing wanna be friends. There's really demons in the sky trying to plot on my end. They got a price on my head. They say they want me dead, trying to make me live scared. Lord, but I ain't what you said, you said. No, I perform against a child with prosper. They act just trying to pollute the crowd with Oscar. But I know who I serve. They idolize with no verb. And I refuse to bow down on anything that in your world is absurd. How they try to keep me from your throne. Yet you turn every rock that they throw into my stepping stone. You know.
Lord, I am yours and I've been yours. Name me your little G. I'll endure in this war. We'll play the Philistines. Put to the enemy, put them under me. Put them under me, Lord, put them under me. Put to the enemy, put them under me. Put them under me, Lord, put them under me.
Thank you.
crackling. You're tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shouts out, much, much love to all those that's listening and that will listen. Will listen. I'm talking about for sure, man. Appreciate you. Much love to you. From Abba Father. Today's topic, stand your ground. Gia, that right? All the true followers of Christ, stand up. You know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. Stand your ground. When the already defeated enemy bombards, when he bombards and forces his way in like a flood, God, the Almighty, the Living One, the Ageless One, Abba Father, lifts up a barricade against the enemy who is already defeated. You know what I'm talking about? We stand for Jesus over here. That right. Yeah, when the enemy come in, when he bombards his way in, when he forces his way in like a flood, yeah, God the Almighty, the Almighty, Abba Father lifts up a standard or a barricade against the enemy. Yes, sir. Yes, man. We up in here. For sure, man. So before we jump into it, let's go ahead and open up with prayer. Father, thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for starting us on our way. Thank you for bringing us to this point where we are in our lives. Thank you for giving us a beautiful Saturday out here, Father. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your loving kindness. Thank you for your patience, Father. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for loving us. Father, I pray that you would just let your will be done this day, Father. I pray that your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, Father, in the name of Jesus. I pray that you will come in and bless this broadcast. I pray that you will touch the hearts of the listeners. I pray that you would water the seed that will be planted today and let it produce a harvest in your kingdom, Father, in the name of Jesus. Let your will continue to be done. Father, I now decrease so that you may increase all the way in me. Get the glory from this broadcast, Father. Satan, the Lord, rebukes you, and I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus is against all evil, and the blood of Jesus is for all righteous. So thank you, Father, for you are the one that makes us righteous. That your will continue to be done. In Jesus' name I pray. I thank you. Amen. Jill, we up in here, man. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ, man. Up in here, man. Call in number 714-202-9959. We take comments, criticism, replies, but we don't take no foolishness. You know what I'm talking about? And that's for real. Jill, stand your ground. That's today's topic, man. Stand your ground. Today's topic. Got a phone call already. 404-955. Don't lie. What's cracking?
Yeah. You already know what time it is, King. Yeah, I'm coming with that fire today.
Yes, sir, what it is.
I'm opening up with fire. I'm starting out with fire today, King.
Hallelujah. Let them use you, man.
You said stand your ground. You right. No weapon formed against me shall prosper now. Anybody
Hallelujah.
That talks against me, God shall condemn. Nah?
That's right.
I come with that fire
right.
today. Yeah, let's hear the King. Let's stand your ground. I'm right here. I'm right here at the church right here at Baraka Baptist Church in Powder Springs in Dallas, Georgia, man. Doing work that God told me to do, being obedient to him. Doing work now. This is work that I'm doing for the Lord. I don't have to work no job. You already know what time it is, King.
Working at faith. That right.
Working at faith.
About.
I have faith in God that he will bless me for doing what he told me to do.
Is that right?
That's your work.
Has he been blessing you?
Faith right there.
Has he been blessing
you,
King, or what? Has he been
King,
blessing
he been
you?
Blessing me, man.
All
he
right, that's what I'm talking about.
He
Hallelujah.
Been blessing me. Now he done paid my rent now. He came through and
okay.
he paid me. I got the testimonies now. I come with
that's
him
right,
today, man.
Right.
He done paid my rent now. And they
that's
and the people worried about. How you calling people, to borrow money? Well, you know what, though? I may call somebody, but God told me to do that, and I was obedient
uh-huh.
to him.
Right.
God
right,
told
right.
me to do that. He said, my sheep said, know my voice. Everybody want to listen
right.
to the wrong voice, so they want to go against the Holy Ghost. Now, you can't mm-hmm. blaspheme the Holy Spirit. Now, that's unforgivable for sin, now.
Mm-hmm. They're right. God is great, man. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, he does. He can bless you through people, which he does mostly, but he can bless you without people, too. You know what I'm talking about? See,
without people,
man.
To show you that, to show you that this, that what happened, man didn't do this, I did this.
Right. For sure. That's what it is, man. Appreciate you tuning in. I'm gonna leave your mic open, man. When you're ready to talk, I mean, when you're just chilling, bro, hit mute. But when you're ready to talk, hit your unmute, and then stay mic check, and we'll get you in there, man. You know what I'm talking about?
Okay, I got you, Ken. I got
everybody. For sure, that's what it is. Yeah, sure. So let's go ahead and jump into this thing, man. Go ahead and jump it off. Stand your ground. Yeah, stand your ground. We're going to Ephesians. We're going to go to Ephesians, the 6th chapter. Starting off, going to Ephesians 6, man. Yeah, faith come by hearing, and hearing come by this word of God. So when you tune in on Hip Hop Meets the Christ, you're going to get this Jesus, you're going to get this word, man. You know what I'm talking about? Yep, we take the Bible, the whole word of God wholeheartedly, you know what I'm saying? And that's for real, man. You know what I mean? This ain't no make-believe or none of that. This ain't no religion either. This is about a relationship, and you know what I mean? The life that Christ died to give you, that God resurrected him back to give you, you know what I'm saying? He stood his ground for you. You know what I mean? Don't be folding up on him. You know what I'm talking about? Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. We up in here. First scripture we going to is Ephesians, the 6th chapter. Again, shout out much love to all those that's listening. We appreciate you. You know what I'm talking about? Tell a friend or something. Yeah. Them boys over there, them can't go off for the Lord, boy. Yeah, they go off on Satan. Yes, sir. We stomp him out. Ain't nobody scared of the devil. Ain't nobody scared of the devil. We got the whole armor of God. And that's where we finna go, man. Ephesians chapter number 6, verse 10. We're going to start right there. Ephesians chapter number 6, starting at verse number 10. All right. And it says, finally, my brethren, or sisterin, you know, my humans, how about that? Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Uh-oh. Yeah. Ephesians chapter number 6, verse 10, how we start this off. Finally, my brethren, or my sisterin, or my humans, be strong in the Lord. He the Almighty. You know what I'm talking about? And in the power of his might. Verse 11 says, put on the whole arm of God. You want to know what you do? What should I do? Put on the whole arm of God. How should I do that? Keep listening. We're going to tell you. Put on the whole arm of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. That's why you put on the whole armor of God, so that you can stand against the wiles of the devil. You can stand against all his traps and weapons and everything, all his strategies and methods they use against you by putting on the whole arm of God, because the devil cannot beat God. The devil's power is not equal to God. God is the Almighty. See, the devil, the one got humans calling the dollar the Almighty. But over here, when hip-hop meets the Christ, we call the dollar the Unmighty. And we call God, the Alpha, the Omega, we call him the Almighty, because he is living. You know what I'm talking about? Verse 12, Ephesians 6 says, for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood. So you put on the whole armor of God that you can stand against the devil, not that you can fight flesh and blood. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, even though these principalities, they use some of these people, you know, flesh and blood, you know what I'm saying, make you want to knock them out, but you still got to knock that principality out of them. You got to knock that devil out of them, you know what I'm talking about? Because that's the enemy. The enemy don't care about the person he's using, and he sure don't care about you as a child of God. You know what I'm talking about? Verse 12, Ephesians 6, for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities. This is who we fight against. Against principalities. Against powers. The rulers of the darkness of this age. Yeah, the rulers of the darkness. That's why we go off on that old bull crap of the music and stuff. Because they ain't doing nothing but promoting darkness, man. We here to shine the light on them demons, man. You know what I'm talking about? Bring the truth to the scene. For real, man. What they saying and what that music they making, it'll get you killed. You know what I'm talking about? We giving you life. So we killing death. You know what I'm talking about? For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood. Like I said, we killing death. Nah. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. See, they in the heavenly places, but they wicked. You know what I'm talking about? Time to boot them out. Verse number 13. It says, therefore, take up the whole armor of God. Put it on right there in 11, and then 13 telling you, take up the whole armor of God, the whole thing. Don't leave one piece, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, stand. Uh-huh, that's where we at, man. Stand your ground. It says, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand. So you can't stand without God, in other words. Mm-hmm. In the evil day, and having done all to stand, stand some more. You got to endure. Verse 14 says, stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth. That's the first part that we're telling you about. Girded your waist with truth, the belt of truth. Having put on the breastplate of righteousness, not your own righteousness, but the righteousness that comes from God by having faith in Jesus the Christ. You know what I'm talking about? Verse 15 says, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Shoes of peace. You got a belt of truth. You got a breastplate that's going to protect your chest of righteousness. You got the shoes of peace. Verse 16 says, above all. Somebody say above all. Above all. Taking the shield of faith. Above all, take the shield of faith now. Without faith, it's impossible to please him. You know what I'm talking about? Without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is God. And then you got to believe that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. You know what I'm saying? Back over here, verse 16, Ephesians 6 says, above all, taking the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. Mm-hmm. Just by that shield of faith. Keep your faith, man. The devil's shooting, trying to shoot darts, but your faith killing his darts. You know what I'm talking about? That right? Your faith killing the devil darts. That right? And take the helmet. Yeah, you got to protect your head. Take the helmet of salvation. That comes from God, man. This is the whole armor of God. You can't buy this at no store. You know what I'm talking about? You can't work hard enough to get this. You got to get this from God, man. Verse 17, Ephesians 6. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit. Sound like somebody ready to stand their ground, which is the word of God. Now, let's see. Let's go back. You see, all these different pieces, all right? It says, let's see. The first thing was have your waist girded with truth. So that's the belt of truth. That's one. Breastplate of righteousness. That's another piece. Shoes of peace, that's another one. Shield of faith, that's another part of your armor now. What else? The helmet of salvation, protecting your head. You got a sword to chop that devil up with, yeah, which is the word of God. All right, that brings us to verse 18. It says, praying always. All right, don't stop praying. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the spirit. Yeah, not in the flesh. But praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. And for me, that utterance may be given to me, that I may open my mouth boldly. That right. Y'all heard King Tony calling here. He was bold with it, wasn't it? See? Too many scary followers of Christ. Well, I ain't going to say followers of Christ. Too many scary Christians. How about that? Don't call me no Christian. But call me a follower of Christ. Yeah, call me the definition of what Christian is. Don't call me no Christian, because there's too many weak Christians. You know what I'm talking about? Because the Bible tells me to be bold. Verse 19, Ephesians 6, it says that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. Too many folks fold up. You know what I'm saying? You're going to preach Jesus. Don't do it on your job. Okay, I won't say it. If you say Jesus on your job, you're going to get fired. And then how many folks going to shut their mouth so they can stay on the job? Yeah, real stuff. Yeah, all them Christians. Yeah, well, the Bible say follow the laws of the land, but these are not the laws of the land. You know what I'm saying? The laws of the land were the commandments. How about that? So, and if these folks making laws without the Bible, you think I'm going to follow that? The devil is a liar. You know what I'm talking about? We're keeping it real, real, man. For sure. So open your mouth boldly. All right, verse 20. It says, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that in it I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. You ought to be speaking boldly about Christ and God the Almighty. This dude right here locked up, got chains on, and he's still asking folks to pray that I might speak boldly. That's standing your ground right there. Got me in cuffs, got me in a cell, because I won't stop preaching this Jesus. I won't stop shining the light on them demons. I won't stop exposing these lies by bringing the truth to the scene. So they lock me up. So y'all pray that I may continue to speak boldly. Don't pray that God get me out of the situation. He ain't even asked that. Pray that God change the situation. He said, pray that he can speak boldly. Praying always. Back over my mouth and speak boldly, man. You know what I'm talking about? This is when hip-hop meets the Christ. When hip-hop meets the way. When hip-hop meets the truth. When hip-hop meets the life. Today's topic. Stand your ground, man. Quit being scary. Don't fold like no cow. You know what I'm talking about? Jesus ain't never fold up. Yeah. They think Jesus saw this because he was meek. They thought he was weak. But let me clear something up right now. Meekness is power under control. Okay? That's what meekness is. Meekness, again, is power under control. Weakness, that ain't no power at all. Or very little power. You know what I'm talking about? So stop getting meekness and weakness mixed up. Because somebody that's meek, they still could tear you up. You know what I'm saying? But they just got their power under control. That's Christ. Yeah, we about that Christ life. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. We up in here, man. Today's topic, stand your ground for everybody that's just tuning in. Stand your ground. Yes, sir. Quit being punk and cowards and carrying on. Stand up for Christ, man. Put on the whole armor of God. We just came from Ephesians, the 6th chapter, verses 10 through 20. Those that just joining with us, check, yo, catch up. You know what I'm talking about? Ephesians 6, 10 through 20 is what we just read, man. We going to another song, man. This is when hip-hop meets Christ. Be right back in a minute.
Business, be lost, but keep the Lord's name out of your mouth. That's what I can understand. Why are you tampering with the holy things? Why are you speaking on the heavenly things? Serve your devil and shut up. See, I ain't come here to play games, homeboy. No Monopoly or Scrabble for your brain, homeboy. Hell is hot, homeboy. Hope you're not gone, boy. That Bugatti got you blaspheming the Holy Ghost, boy, you gon' get slammed, boy. Habanero sauce, boy. And the worms, they don't die where you hit it, home, boy. You determined, oh boy. Since this holiness annoys, run into a bolt of lightning. If that makes that, boy, turn to Job, home, boy. And see where that lightning coming from. It's no coincidence. You
Hold on. DJ Scratch, scratch on your ones and twos. Y'all know we bringing that back, man. Yeah, I think they done pissed God's children off with all this bull crap. You know what I'm talking about? Listen to the song, man. Ain't nobody playing with y'all. I done told y'all, keep playing. We got something for you. Leave that.
I mean, you want to be lost? Hey, that's your business. Be lost. But keep the Lord's name out of your mouth. That's what I can understand. Why you tampering with the holy things? Why you speaking on the heavenly things? Serve your devil and shut up. See, I ain't come here to play games, homeboy. No Monopoly or Scrabble for your brain, homeboy. Hell is hot, homeboy. Hope you're not gone, boy. That Bugatti got you blaspheming the Holy Ghost, boy. You gon' get slammed, boy. Habanero sauce, boy. And the worms, they don't die where you hit it, home, boy. You determined, oh boy. Since this holiness annoys, run into a bolt of lightning. If that makes that, boy, turn to Job, home, boy. And see where that lightning coming from. It's no coincidence. You got drama with the devil, boy. I hope you hear this too. Yeah, it's no coincidence that you got drama with the devil, boy.
On judgment day, I'm on the bad way. I'll be pushing on.
You may call it karma, though you reaping what you sow. Plant the homicide, it grows. Plant the prison and you'll go. The Christ said it, sprang up on thorny ground. Oh, another fell on good ground. Go read it, Mark. That's not you, you bowing prostrate for some gold. On your back for some gold, ego spread for some gold. Oh no, the oldest profession in the whole world. But without that faith of Rahab, there's no mercy on your home. Whoa, to you vipers and you wolves in sheep clothing. You put a ring in a pig's nose.
On judgment day, I'm a bad way.
And yeah, it's dark outside, but the sun's still shining. Try to look directly at it, and I guarantee you blinded. The Creator's holy signature, remind us we created. Cause sometimes you might forget it, think you running, something living. Wonder how your heart is pumping, when it's hardened like a pharaoh. With a rusty lift, visual cold, you're drowning like DiCaprio. Suffocate your army, all your horses and your chariot. Swimming with the fishes, Luca Brasi on you witches.
On judgment day, I'm on bad way. I'll be pushing on. I'll be on judgment day.
You better repent while you still can.
I'll be pushing on judgment day.
Strip hop music. Music.
I'm a bad way.
Strip hop music.
Strip hop music.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Script hop music. Script hop. Yeah, what you know about that? That scripture and that hip hop combined. You know what I'm talking about? For sure, man. What? You think the devil can rhyme better than God? Man, what? Nigga, please. You know what I'm talking about? This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Today's topic, Stand Your Ground. Chill. That's what I'm talking about. I'm going to bring my other host on here. Young G. I'm Young G. As long as God give it to me, what it is, man. Mike, check.
What's going on with it, King? What it is?
What it is, man?
I got kids crying in the background and things, man. You understand me? You know, I'm trying to multitask, man. But I just wanted to comment on that song, man. Look, man, hey, you absolutely right. Why don't we pissed off? And we ain't playing with these fools no more. And the Bible said there ain't no forgiveness for blasphemy against the Holy Spirit. So y'all niggas ask for this. You understand that? So if y'all mad at that, then it's your own fault, partner. You dug your own grave, man. DJ Scratch, run that back. I said you dug your own grave. The hole
right.
The pit that you dig. Psalms 15 says the hole that you dig, the pit that you dig, you're going to fall in. The trap that you set, you're going to get caught in. So you keep setting traps for God's people. Now God done set a trap for you. Because guess what? Boy, we all around you. Boy, this kingdom is all around you. When you can't get away, where you going to run to? Boy, we everywhere. Surround you like a body of water, boy.
They're right, they're right.
King status, boy, the kingdom is moving, boy. And we standing our ground and we getting, hey, we standing our ground and these devils getting knocked down, partner. We hands on in the kingdom, boy. They say that you scared to go to church, boy. Try that in the kingdom. Try it in the kingdom because God said it's a time to love, time to hate, time for war, time for peace. It ain't time to play right now. Y'all been playing long enough.
Right now, we at war.
It's a time for war now. It's a time for war now.
Yeah.
We popping off. You understand me? It's the time to war, partner. And, hey, we here to take the kingdom back. Pistol whip, duct tape, partner.
They're right.
This is when hip-hop meets Christ. I am.
Well, it easy.
Need education over here. You understand me? And that voice you hear in the background, that's Baby Genius, Genesis. You understand me? That's my little twin son. You understand me? So get what? If you think it's over with after me, boy, you got a whole new problem when he grow up. What you talking about? Because he getting his Jesus in him, boy.
Yes, sir. Train them up in the way that they should go so they won't depart from it when they get older. Chill. That's what I'm talking about.
That's right.
For sure, man. Stay on your ground, man. Don't give up. Get up. Know what I'm talking about? Don't give
up.
Get up. Stand up. You know what I'm talking about? Too many weak, funk-sissified Christians, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I said it. Too many weak, funk-sissified Christians, and I'm tired of all these folks, all these people that are singing in the choir, all these sissies singing in the choir, that a nigga like me can't come in your church and rhyme. Or I can come and rhyme, but I can't bring the word from the pulpit, but then you got the sissies directing your choir. The sissies are in your choir. You know what I'm talking about? Boy, this kingdom, man. We check all this.
They playing with the kingdom, bro. They playing with it.
Yeah.
But they got to know we ain't playing with it. We standing with it. We standing with it, and we stand with it. You know what it is, King Status. It's official, baby. It's the kingdom. It's here with you, boy.
Seems ordained by God. Yes, sir. That's what I'm talking about. So, yeah, man, put on the whole armor of God, first of all. If you want to stand against Satan, you want to stand against his evil and his wickedness, you got to put on the whole armor of God, the whole armor of God. You know what I'm talking about? The whole armor of God, the Almighty, our Father. And then you stand. So God's going to protect you, and then you stand inside of his protection. You know what I'm talking about? Let's go to Joshua, man. Joshua, the first chapter. You know what I'm talking about? Somebody got a loud background, man. Yes, sir. Appreciate you. Appreciate
the mute button.
Yes, sir. For sure.
You know how you do, King.
Yes.
Come on, Junior.
Joshua, the first chapter, though. That's what? The fifth book of the Bible. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers. Deuteronomy, Joshua. Okay, the sixth book. My bad. Your fault. Yeah, Joshua.
Ain't my fault. Your fault.
Hey, you gotta blame somebody else, ain't that?
Well,
that
ain't the God. He been blaming everybody else. Blame that fool. He the one accusing everybody.
Right. That's the accuser. Yes, sir. We gonna tag him today, right? Yes, sir. Tag him upside his head a few times. Joshua, the first chapter, though, we gonna look at verses number 3, verse number 5, and verse number 9. As always, we encourage everybody to get into the whole Word of God for yourself. That's the only way you're going to understand it. And when you go to the Bible, you go looking for the truth. You know what I'm saying? Go looking for the truth, and God will, he'll unlock the mysteries to you. You know what I'm talking about? But get into the whole Bible, man. You know what I mean? A good place to start, Psalms. Another good place to have in there, Proverbs. Those two good places. People be like, I can't understand the Bible. Go to Psalms. You'll understand it. You know what I'm saying? So, and another one is Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, those four Gospels, you know what I'm talking about? But let's go, Joshua, the first chapter. Verse 3, here we go, stand your ground, man. Stand your ground because verse 3, and Joshua says, every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given you, as I said to Moses. That's what God said to you, everybody who's listening to this. This is why you can stand your ground. Joshua, the first chapter, verse number 3 says, every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, everywhere you go, everywhere you walk, I have given you, as I said to Moses. Yeah, God owns the whole earth, man. You know what I'm saying? Owns the whole stand your ground. Verse 5, Joshua 1 says, no man, no human, see that? No human shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life, because you got God with you. Here we go. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you, nor forsake you. I'm going to read that one again. Yeah, this real stuff. You know what I'm talking about? We're giving you confidence to stand your ground. If you go out there and try to stand against Satan by yourself, you're going to get tore up. But with the Christ in you, he's going to get tore up. You know what I'm talking about? Satan's going to get tore up by the Christ that's in you. You know what I'm talking about? No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life.
Bring it back. Bring it back, bro. Bring it back. Bring it back. Bring it back.
Bring it back.
You said something that tickled my ear hole right quick. You understand that? And we want to bring it back. Please tell the people. And I need to let people know, man, because my pastor, yeah, I ain't playing with him, man. I ain't playing with nobody.
Yeah, they're right.
When you come against this
kingdom,
you shine
light on them demons.
You understand me? That's exactly what's going to happen. God is going to shine that light. Now, you just said that Jesus is where?
In us.
The Christ is in where?
In us.
He's in us, right?
Yeah.
Well, you know, a few days ago, King, I was spitting some gospel, partner. You know that good news, how I do it, and I spit that
good news
the way I do it. I can't keep doing it the way that God told other folk to do it, because I'm a hypocrite.
Right.
You understand me? If I can't stand up in that pulpit and be who I really am and glorify God, then I'm a hypocrite. If I'm going to be in the church glorifying God one way and in the street glorifying God another way, wait a minute. That's two different ways. I need to be one way, and I'm going to be me. I'm not faking and I'm not flexing, and I ain't putting no fraud no more for y'all. You understand
that? God
is in my heart. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in this world. Now, when you get to talking like that, people don't understand that. They get to saying stuff. And let's just say I got hit with one of the same accusations that my Lord and Savior got hit with.
All right.
You know, because we talk about this fire. We talk about this kingdom resurrecting in this Joshua generation. It ain't no coincidence that he's reading out of the book of Joshua. We talk about that fire and that fierceness. That fearlessness that God is putting inside of these young people. And when you begin to talk about that and you begin to speak on, boldly confront the injustice in this so-called justice system, and you begin to boldly confront the homosexuality, you even begin to boldly confront the hypocrisy from the pulpit to the back door of the church, and then you say, I ain't finna be that. If God told me like this, then he knows that I'm like this. Yeah,
right.
He said, come as you are in your heart. And see, we're too busy trying to look like Christ instead of trying to be like him. And this dude had the nerve to tell me. He had the nerve to tell me. And I said the same thing that this other gentleman said in his song when he was talking about the judgment day and, you know, them blaspheming against the Holy Spirit and all of that. And I told him, I said, man, I'm here to do my Father's will, dog.
That right.
I'm that fire you've been reading about. Yeah, I'm that zeal that God is stirring up. I'm that flame. Yeah, we are. Because of Christ is in our heart. And he said, this that you see me do, so shall you also do even greater. Why are these church folks scared to do what Jesus did? They scared to turn into hypocrisy. And they scared to go face to face. This man told me I was the devil, bro. This man said, that sounds like the devil. I said, boy, get what, boy? Yeah, I said, boy, get what? Beelzebub can't cast out Beelzebub.
They're right.
A kingdom divided can't stand. But if I, by the finger of God, do this that you see me do, then what? I ain't from around here. So that pastor and all them other pastors that got a problem with what we doing, it ain't about what you think. We don't care what you think. Just like Jesus had to come out from amongst them pastors. See, one thing about it, when Jesus was asking them questions that them pastors couldn't answer, and then one day Jesus had to answer to them questions. You wonder why he stopped running to them pastors to ask them questions. He started answering questions when they started hitting him with them. And that's what's going on now. And they can't, I don't think they can fake it. I don't think
they can't take it.
But that confirmation was enough to let me know, King, that, hey, just like that scripture says, bro, it's a lonely walk when you really start finding the truth, when God really start unlocking the secret wisdom and really start giving you knowledge and understanding and not man-made indoctrination.
Right.
And he starts speaking to your spirit and not feeding it into your mind in an effort to brainwash you with traditional religion. Oh, they think you the devil then. They forget that the same God was using them, was the same God that was using you when you was doing all the things in the church that they approved of. But now you out here in the streets doing what God told you to do, and you ain't muzzling your tongue no more. You opening your mouth and you spitting fire like God told you to. Now all of a sudden, God ain't speaking through you. He can't speak to me when he get angry, huh? But when he's getting words of love and words of edification and building up the people, oh yeah, he's speaking through me. But when he send that fire to come tear down Satan's kingdom, oh boy, he ain't speaking to you. Are you comparing yourself to the Christ? That's what he said, bro. You comparing yourself to the Christ?
Yeah, it is.
I really should have said, well, why are you? You should be comparing yourself to him too. Because we're supposed to do what he did. And it broke my heart so bad, dog. It broke my heart so bad. I'm like, bro, he just said, I'm the devil. Like, come on, man. Are you serious? Like, you can't recognize God's word. He said, come
he
on,
called
man.
You a devil, but he's sitting up here pointing the finger and accusing you, though. You know what I'm talking about?
Right.
Well,
I'm like,
you
that sounds like judgment to me. I'm like, what about all these souls that's hearing the name of Jesus? What about all these people that's opening up their hearts? Where the people at that's supposed to be in the church? They ain't in there.
Because
y'all keep running them out with that fake stuff, that religion and tradition. They out here. So we getting it. So stop hating on the kingdom. You better join the kingdom before God move you and your religion out of the way. Because God said your religion in his kingdom. No religion will be allowed in his kingdom. So you better go to the kingdom, Father. Amen.
Hallelujah. That's what I'm talking about, man. We here for that. We here for that. And see, Jesus said, you'll know my disciples by the love that they show. You know what I'm talking about? God is love. You're supposed to love your neighbor as yourself. See, the reason you angry is because of the love that you have for the children. And what you realize is the enemy doing against them. You know what I'm saying? He didn't say, Jesus didn't say, you'll know my disciples by how many times they point at you and accuse you for doing something.
Bro,
that sounds like Satan.
How many times they call you accuse? That sounds like Satan. Accused.
He didn't say, he didn't say you disqualified because you keep sinning. You know what I'm talking about? We repent. We go to the throne boldly. You know what I'm talking about? For sure. Man, hold on, y'all. Hold on. Let me bring Wanda in here. Let me go ahead, Wanda. Speak on it. She's been holding patiently. Go ahead. What up,
one? Hey, what's going on? Now, you know I got to say something because this is too coincidental. This same thing happened to me yesterday. I was talking about KOBG. I was on my way to do printing for something, and I had to tell, and it was so funny because the person stopped me and said, and they're a minister, and I'm going to put it out there. CD, his name is CD, and his last name, something to do with money. And him and his wife was in the place I was. And they said, oh, my God, you just shine.
You ain't talking about that dollar boy over there with ATMs in the churches.
Ring.
Oh, my goodness.
You say hi from God. Boy, we know who you are. You say hi from the kingdom, boy. Yeah, you talking about them dollar bills.
Let me give you one of our cards. Let me tell you, we have a kingdom movement, and I start talking about the kings in my movement. I start talking about Oasis and Genesis and the curse and myself, and I just said, you know, these are kings ordained by God, and they're bringing the youth to Jesus, and they're speaking the truth. They're not sugarcoating. They're not putting a religion on it. They're not playing that game of I fit in, because we're not fit in. We are men.
Nah, we don't fit in. Don't fit in. Don't say hey.
But I'm going to tell you, the key to this is you stopped me and said, you see Jesus in me, and I'm
right.
You know, I just want to tell you, you know, I know you know who I am, and I greeted you just like I would greet. Why you gotta know him and not me? He told me that. Wait a minute, let me stop you right there, sweetheart. God does want his.
Hold on, say that one more time. Say that again, one. Say that again. God don't what?
He said, God does, stop, let me stop you right there, sweetheart. God does not want his people to compare themselves to him. He is, you are not a king. You cannot, there's one king. And there's
oh
no
goodness.
Other kings.
What about the king of kings? How you going to be king if he ain't got no kings under him? Anyway, go ahead, one.
You know what I'm
there's
saying?
One king.
I bet he don't say that. I bet he don't say that when he walk up in the church and they screaming and hollering like he a king.
Right.
Instead of screaming for the name of Jesus.
Feeling God
when
glory,
he hollering like
it's funky easy.
Boy, don't make her come see you, boy.
Yeah, we
ain't
know you at home.
Because
for
y'all
real.
Playing with God and y'all hurting these kids, man. Because I'm up here, I'm out here in these streets with these kids, boy, that go to your church, boy. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I know folks who asking you to pay
right.
their bills, boy. And you hollering about some,
you
need to see how much tithe and offering they've been paying. Boy, don't make me come see you, boy. Keep playing with this fire, God, if you want to.
You know where that church that called it, Paul, knew.
That's right. So me being who I am, I stood there, but I'm not that same person I used to be. So I'm not as sweet and meek as I used to be.
I'm just trying to stand your ground. Stand your ground, Wanda. Yes, sir.
And I said, excuse me, what the hell are you talking about?
Mm-hmm.
How you going to say, I don't want him to have, he made us kings. We are the heir to his throne. If you are the father's child, you are a king. If you are the father's child, you are a king. And if you don't think you a king, then your mind ain't right. See, Satan blocks your mind. So your heart, see, it's all about what you want. Leave. But the truth is, see, that's what's wrong with the world today. So this is what I said. The what's wrong with the world today is they sugarcoating it. They're trying to fit in. They make it sound good. They squander their truth of God and Jesus so they can be good with man. You lay down with mammon. You don't lay down with Jesus. You don't stand up for Jesus. You don't walk with Jesus. That's exactly what I said. You walk with Jesus. That my brother ain't a king and that I'm not a queen. Oh, no. Let me say I wasn't saying like that. So that's what you
said. No, you said it. Hey, that's what you said, man.
To me, I don't know if you was just being friendly. I don't know if you was trying to get my attention to being your church or what. But when you looked at me, the first thing you said is you see Jesus in me. You hear me singing and you see Jesus all over me, and that made you feel some kind of way. Well, that was me rebuking that demon in you. Because let me tell you, I got the truth. And what my brothers say is the truth. And when they bring it so the truth is understood. They don't sugarcoat it with all the extra that the world ain't making it okay. We're going to let lesbians in. We're going to let homosexuals in. No, that's some bullcrap.
Hell no.
We bring the truth. We don't sugarcoat it. We want our youth to understand you be yourself. You come to God, but God ain't made no homosexual. And God ain't made no, God made you a boy or a girl. And God made you kings and queens. And kings and queens are not gay.
Amen.
And we also, and he said, wait a minute, he's talking about that. No, I'm telling you what I feel. Because you brought it to me, and now you're going to tell me I'm not a king and my brother's not. So we sit in the middle of the street. Talking, and he said, you know, I'm going to end this conversation because I got to go. I said, well, I'm going to tell you something. When you go, you need to repent.
Uh-huh.
That's what I told
him.
Uh-oh,
buddy.
That's a familiar word that he always talking about.
The God, when you approach your child to God, don't bring Satan with you. And I walked away.
And see, let me point something out, Wanda, real quick. And see, the thing is, and that's what breaks my heart, dog, because we got so much love over here, and to the point to where they won't even allow us to love them. You understand? They won't even allow us to share. They won't even listen to the wisdom that God put in us, because they too busy thinking that he's only speaking to them. You understand?
Right.
And the thing that breaks my heart is, this is what confused me. When he approached you in the name of Jesus. That's the name he put out in the forefront. And Jesus said, they praise me with their mouth, but their heart is far from me. Watch this. He approached you talking about, I see Jesus in you.
Right.
Yeah, you probably know who I am, though. Wait a minute, bro.
What?
You can't go by
you,
Jesus now. Wait a minute.
I don't know you.
Let me break right there. I see Jesus in you, But then you promoting you. Yeah, I know. I see Jesus in you. You probably know who I am. So, you know, I'm, you know,
right. Yeah,
why we got to know who you are? Do you know who the Christ is?
Right.
Because you're preaching this gospel, boy, and you don't even know what time is upon you. And that's the problem that I have with this other pastor, who I love from the bottom of my heart. But, hey, when God puts you in my vision, I got to hit it.
You're right.
It ain't about
precisely
me. No matter how I feel about you, I got to do what God tell me to do. I got to say what he tell me to say. Got to go where he tell me to go. I don't care if you don't understand. I don't care if you don't like it. I don't even care if you support it. Because if God be for me, who can be against me? He say you know God's disciples by the love that they show.
He could move. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. What I want to be noted is that he felt he rewinded. He tried to bring it back because he knew he was wrong. Because he didn't know the favor of the Lord was on me. He knew I had Jesus because he seen him in me. But he didn't know that the favor was on me and that I was going to speak the truth to him like that. Because, see, I don't worry about what you got. And I don't worry about what status you are. Because I know who I am. My status is way higher than yours will ever be if you don't have Jesus.
And you ain't lifting up your own name either.
We
lifting up the name of Jesus.
I'm lifting up my holy Jesus Christ, and ain't nothing greater than that. And when he walked up to me and said that, I did first, to be honest, I did not know who he was. Did not. I looked at him and didn't even pay no attention. I was like, okay. And then when he started talking, I knew who he was when he started talking. But like I told him, your mind went right. You need to go repent. Because your mind went right. You brought your heart went right and your mind went right. I don't know what you wanted from me, but I'm going to give you Jesus every time.
That right. Hallelujah. That's what I'm talking about.
And guess what? He stood there. He couldn't say a word. And when he tried to get a word in, I don't know, that lioness came every which way and he couldn't do nothing. But be still.
And know that he is God.
And one thing that was pointed out to me, he said, we are not king of kings. So you're saying Creflo Dollar, he blasphemed against the Bible. Well, scripture says that we are king of kings, and he's the king of kings and Lord of lords.
Yes,
now,
sir.
So he the one he blasphemed. So you're saying to me, Creflo Dollar blasphemed against the Bible, huh? That's what you're telling me, right?
Uh-huh. But he's saying words.
I am the only one. He says there's only one king.
Yeah, we not kings. We not the king. We are kings with an S. You know what I'm saying? We not the king. We lifting up the king. You know what I'm saying? These folks don't be knowing, man. And then the Bible all tells you all the way through there, you are heir of God. You are joint heir with Jesus. Hold on, Wanda. Right, Wanda. I got you right here, Wanda. I got you right here, Genesis. I got you right here, Tolan. I got you right here, Oasis. And I got you right here, Creflo. This is from Abba Father. Let's go to Revelation 1. Watch me read this, Shawty. Now, who reports you going to believe? You going to believe man or you going to believe God? Watch this. Revelation chapter 1, verse 4 says, John to the seven churches which are in Asia. Grace to you, Wanda. Grace to you, Genesis. Grace to you, Tolan. You know what I'm talking about? Grace to you and peace from him who is, not from man, from him who is, and who was, and who is to come, from the seven spirits who are before the throne. Verse 5, Revelation 1. And from Jesus Christ. You getting all this from God and from Jesus now. The faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler over the kings of the earth. Okay, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler over the kings of the earth. Yeah, so y'all looking at the wrong king. You see what I'm saying? Right, I ain't even finished yet.
They thinking that the only way you can be a king is you got to be a governing leader and official. But let me tell you something.
Yeah,
let me tell you something, man. Them positions was authorized by God. You understand me? But let me tell you something. When that scripture says, for those of us who accept God and who knows him, who he gives us the ability to become sons. Now, if you're telling me I am a son, I ain't no servant. What? If you tell me I am a son, then guess what? I am an heir to what? The throne. What a throne at? In the kingdom. If my father is the king of kings, and thank God, I must be.
A king. That's right. Here, don't watch this, though, bro. Watch this. I'm going to make it. The Bible makes it more plain. It ain't me. The Bible making it more plain. To him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. Now, Creflo, you ain't get on no cross and die for me, Shawty. You can't. I can't go up there and say,
bills,
I can't be right. I can't say, God, I got saved in the name of Creflo Dollar. What the Phoebe? I went to Creflo Dollar Church. What?
You
say Creflo Dollar
over
there with Eddie Long, ain't it? You over there with Eddie Long, ain't it? Punk either. Anyway, verse number 6 says, check this out. Here goes verse number 6. And has made us kings and priests to his God and Father.
That's what the Bible say, huh?
That's what Jesus made us. Right. Right, bro.
So never mind what Creflo said, what God said.
Right.
Never mind what the other pastor said about us. Never mind what they said, what Jesus said.
Right.
What did God say? What? God said,
and
wait
a minute,
he didn't
send
you.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Then he that's in this world. He made us kings. He made us kings and priests to his God.
Right.
Jesus made us kings and priests to his God and Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. We ain't taking God's glory. We lifting up Jesus' name so that he can draw all men to himself. Behold, he is coming. He is coming with clouds. And every eye will see him, Creflo. Even they who pierced him, Pharisees, and all the tribes of the earth will mourn because of him. Even so, amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega. Who is you, nigga? I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, says the Lord, not says Creflo, who is, who was, and who is to come, the Almighty God. Man, this is when hip-hop meets the crisis. Y'all see, we don't play that crap, man. You know what I'm talking about? We'll be right back. Man, let's give God some crazy praise on him, man. Forget what them devil's saying. Let's give him some crazy praise. Right back.
It's the kingdom,
you know,
homie.
You know, you get the feeling, and the Holy Spirit hit you, man. You get the praise, you know, it be crazy. Let's go. Yeah, crazy. You know the praise, man. Crazy. You know the praise, man. I'm not of this world, but I was born a sinner. God's grace and mercy, makes me a winner. Anointed with fire and keeping the blaze. Frustrated, aggravated on my knees daily, man, it's keeping me praying. Hey, you can't tell me my God ain't real. Got a pain inflicted on your eyes, I hope a robber he heals. He got you, I'm on a mission, make him around. So praise heavy in a place where the heritage sounds. Cause I'm a soldier on the battlefield, hands up high. I'm standing in the midst, ready to praise out loud. Reflecting on this goodness as I bow. Gotta believe it to receive it, cast out, I'll die. When it comes to Jesus, I gotta let you know that W defeat is the way it goes. I'ma praise the citizens, help me both. Got me filled up with the Holy Ghost, I'm saying the blessing. See, the kingdom's my business. Man, my old life, the end, it gave me a brand new beginning. I get your praise on. We keep giving you a
crazy praise.
Now you were loving the business, you knew it ain't a beginning. I get your praise on.
I know I feel the spirit. I feel like I'm in church with the people getting lifted. My God is amazing.
Okay.
That's why I choose to praise him. Praise him on the daily basis. I keep it blazing. I'm making take the place of a praise that is crazy. Anointed in my ways, so I gotta say praise. I'm blessed to be a blessing. Situational testing. Follow the fruits of the spirit. Let praise be your weapon. You know that victory is in your praise and your praise is necessary. You would thought the rapture happened the way these devils looking worried. But I stand up in the crowd under shame of the God.
Let's go.
Shout my praises out, knowing that you are what Father. Gotta save them souls, man, I love him, I'm exalting his name. You get a fortune in flames, Jesus saved me, now I'm living for change. Now if you going through some things, you think our hope is gone. That's just another reason for you to just follow alone. And get your praise on, hey. We keep giving you a
crazy praise.
Now you were loving the business, you know it ain't a beginning. And get your praise on.
Now I've been saved by the blood, been cleansed. judged by the blood, now the blood's on my life, man, I live it abundantly. Got a mansion in heaven that's waiting ready for me to come on in.
Come on, y'all.
Normal battle of sin, peace is my rarity. People loving each other, embracing one another, and God's kingdom with nothing broken, I'm missing. I'm on a mission, so listen, representing the Trinity, loving all of my enemies, praising them in the morning, praising them in the evening, keep praising through hard times, stand on my knees. Man, I love my Jesus. You know that we are saved by grace. I live my life in the light, man, and it feels so great. Get it higher and lift it, I can feel it. Wanna link up with the Spirit. If the Lord be my shepherd, nobody, I know there is no Lord that I'm fearing. You gotta be filled with the Holy Spirit to really understand why I live. God's kingdom's a business. I love him, that be the reason I do this. That gets your praise on.
Hallelujah. Yes, sir. That's what we do. We get up and in the devil's face and give God some crazy praise. You know what I'm talking about?
That was
yes, sir.
Stoke,
we just
faith music.
FM Stoke. Shouts out to you. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He's here, man. Hey, hold on, y'all. Before we, I'm gonna push play on y'all. You know what I'm saying? I just want to reiterate what we just read. And then I'm going to push play on you, Genesis, then you, Karell, and then you, Wanda. And then we're going to get back into these scriptures. Today's topic still is stand your ground. And y'all see, we ain't playing this crap, man. We don't play. We staying 10 toes down, for real. And we stand on top of Satan's head. So what you going to do? You know what I'm talking about? My Lord and Savior said it is finished. So that means Satan, you're through. You know what I'm talking about? For real, man. All right. Now, we were just reading and looking at Revelation, the first chapter. And it was talking about how Jesus is the one who loved us and washed us. He loved us and washed us. He didn't judge us. God didn't say, you know, okay. Jesus is the one who loved us. And he washed us from our sins in his own blood. And he has made us kings and priests to his God and Father, man. You know what I'm talking about? Now, if he qualified me for that, how in the world, you know, a man think he can disqualify me for that, man? You know what I'm talking about? Anyway, Genesis. I'm pushing play, man. Let's go.
You already know what it is, man. Real quick, I just want to point out a couple things, man. Quick things, like, what a love that. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. First
what
of all,
unity. No. And this is what I mean. Like, let's think about this question, y'all. Where is the love? Genesis. What you mean? Where is the love? Well. This is what I'm seeing happening now. I'm seeing a shift take place because at one point, these same people that's calling us
right
the devil or whatever they want to call
was
us,
training
these
us.
Are the same people that was training us. These are the same people who we sat under. You understand
ridiculous.
Me? Like Kraplow is a pastor that has influenced many other pastors. You understand? And even myself used to get up every morning at 6 o'clock
uh-huh.
and sit down and study this man's word
what
with my Bible open, with my Bible open before I go to work. And for me to see the exact same thing happening today that happened in this book that we read called The Basic Instructions Before Leaving Earth, which
uh-huh.
is the Bible, but we consider it Basic Instructions Before Leaving Earth. The same exact thing is happening. But the thing is Oasis and Wanda, Karell, everybody
mm-hmm.
else who's listening, why are we surprised? Didn't we know that this day was coming?
Uh-huh.
Didn't we know that he would come into a world and the world would not know him not, and the world wouldn't accept him? Didn't we know that he was going to be rejected from among those whom he came? Bro, we came up out of this church. And now the same church that groomed us and taught us basic doctrine are the same people that feel threatened when they recognize that fire and that lion of Judah coming.
That kingdom.
Why? Because they recognize that kingdom coming. And see, the kingdom coming represents the ending of the church, just as it did in the traditional day, in Jesus' day. See, the kingdom coming, the presence of Jesus, the presence of the Christ, the anointed one, it represents the ending, the destruction of the master-slave relationship, because the people's eyes are being opened. You understand?
Uh-huh.
And see, in the coming of this kingdom, see, they nervous because we about to grab these kids that they've been trying to pollute and brainwash in an effort to keep that $1 million building fund. Well, I told you last week, God don't care nothing about the building fund, boy.
They're right.
You understand? He cares about the art that he says to build. Because in an effort to build those buildings with chandelier and sheetrock and gold and carpet and stairs and big crystal podiums for you to stand behind, you tore down God's people.
Right.
You tore that heart.
Did somebody just get killed in here, church last year?
Yeah,
what you do about that, buddy?
What did you do about that?
Cuz, you know what I'm talking about? What he did about that? Worry about it anyway. Next.
And it's just not him. It's all of the brainwashes. It's the whole political structure of this church thing. Yeah, church got a political structure behind it. But then they tell you that there's a separation of church and state. But yet to operate as a church and state, you have to conform to the regulations of the state.
Hypocrite.
But yet still, you move my God out of the school system. And you educate them with your lies.
Preach.
You tear down schools. And you erect juveniles.
Right.
You miseducate our youth. You teach one group of kids to go to college and start businesses.
Uh-huh.
But then you teach those darker colored kids to go to school, get in debt, and get a job.
Right.
And God said enough.
Enough is enough.
He said enough. He said real justice shall be established on this earth. He said he is the law of his children. And he said he will avenge them from the grave that you dug and the pit that you made. God say this day, judgment is upon you for judging his people falsely.
Mm-hmm.
Misusing the gift that he gave you. He gave you a gift to teach his word. And you pervert his word for financial gain. But if he told you today to sell everything you got in those churches, I'm talking to everybody. I'm talking to everybody. This word of God ain't missing nobody, me included. But if God told you to sell everything that you got, and empower somebody else with that power that you got, will you put the money down? Will you put the church down, Creflo?
Mm-hmm.
Will you put the church up? Or will you say, nah, if I get this up, then I got to give away my debt too. And then I got to give away all that respect that I get. Because the only reason why a lot of people are getting the respect that they get is because of the money. And then the funny thing about it, King O, Wanda, Quell, when hip-hop meets the Christ audience, all y'all, the funny thing about it is these same fools that disrespect the kingdom of heaven and disrespect God and prefer his love are the same people who say openly that before they had money, nobody liked him. You know, like the dude with the big lips that called himself over. Yeah, that fool. You say in songs what he said? It used to say I was ugly. Girls usually they wouldn't touch me. Used to say I was ugly. Something like that.
Hallelujah.
When it ain't nobody but me and Oasis. We got this fire when it ain't nobody but me, Oasis, and Big Earth.
But we still got this fire when it was me, Big Hurt, Oasis, and Chevy Boy. And we still had that fire when we met Preacher Boy. And we still had that fire when we met Wanda. And we still had that fire when we met Steve. We still had that fire when we met Vlad. We still had that fire with Sweet Nitty. We still had that fire with O'Easy. We still had that fire with Stony Hill. We still had that fire, boy. You still have a good time with God, huh? And we ain't got no money, but we got this anointing. Now how you going to knock us down, boy? Because we're going to knock you out the way.
Hallelujah. Amen on that.
Hallelujah.
The anointing is worth more than money. That's what people don't understand.
You better let them know,
you lose your anointing. You lose your anointing, you lose everything.
Uh-huh.
You lose your anointing,
Hallelujah.
You lose everything. And in order to keep your anointing, you have to abide by the will of God. And that's the
Hallelujah.
Only way you keep
Hallelujah.
Your anointing. I'm not, and as far as everything, you talking about the money and everything, that's why God told me, I'm going to take your job away. Give your job up to me. I'm going to show you a will and will
Uh-oh.
Faith, son.
Right,
I'm going
to
show you a will and will faith. How can everybody believe me when they see me getting money, huh? How can you believe in me then, huh? That ain't faith. I come with the Holy Ghost of fire out here.
Hallelujah.
Well, then when I got a job, when I don't have no job, huh? I ain't got nothing to eat. Oh, you want to talk about me? Backbite me, huh? Talk against me, huh? You want to go against the will of God, huh? You want to put me out of the street, huh? Huh?
Yeah.
I'm coming with that fire today, boy.
Yeah.
I'm coming with that fire today, boy.
Uh-huh. Yes.
I know that fire put out on the street.
Yeah.
If a man love God, if a man love God and hate his brother, he is a liar. He said,
come on,
dog. He is a liar. He said he is a liar.
I know that spirit.
He said
he
is a liar. How can you love God? How can you love God and hate your brother and who you see every day versus a God who you don't see,
Holy Spirit. Speak. Holy Spirit.
How can you do that, huh? You blaspheme the Holy Ghost, so you know what I mean? Just my love ain't in you, son. My love on the body of you.
Yeah. Oh, it's that fire y'all been reading about. I keep telling you.
Yes.
Oh, what you thought? I was the only one, huh? You thought I was the only one that had that ground? You thought I was the only one that had that lion inside, huh? Ah, you see, we ain't playing on you.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, BG, boy.
Hallelujah.
Christ, the lion,
yes,
the ruler.
Hallelujah.
It's a time of peace. It's a time of peace. Not a time of war. Now, when I'm talking to everybody, when I'm sitting up being a calm, nice tone, but see, y'all want me to bring the Jesus line of Judah out of me, huh? Now I'm going to put y'all warning on, huh? I'm going to let you know what the Holy Ghost is all about, huh?
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Oh, they're shaking now. They nervous now.
They acting like the rapture done came. They scared like the rapture done hit. You know what I'm saying? It's still kingdom. The kingdom's still in your face. The kingdom's still in your face. We ain't going nowhere yet. Get this Jesus. You know what I'm talking about?
They tremble when they see the real lion.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead, Wanda. Speak on
it. This ain't compared to that when the real lion comes.
That's right.
You know what? It's like fire shut up in my bones. And you know what? I got to say this because I saw him bring that Satan, because that's what he brought. I'm tired of these people and their shenanigans. I'm tired of Satan and his tricks.
Yes, sir.
I'm tired of
right.
it. I'm not going to bring that junk. Don't set it in my face because you think you crepo dollar or whoever you think you are and tell me I don't know Jesus or my people are not of Jesus. We are his. We are his tribe. We are his people. We are his kings and queens. We were made to come here and bring the children and the youth and the people to Christ. He made us kings and he made us queens. And that's why I stand for the kingdom. I don't stand for church.
Hallelujah.
I don't stand for religion.
Amen.
Because I believe in the kingdom because I know Jesus. And Jesus said, when I come back, people are going to deny me. They're going to do me the same way they did me the first time. They're going to not know me. They're going to believe the word of the world. And they're not going to believe that you are telling them about Jesus. They're not going to believe that because you said real, they're not going to want to hear it. They're not going to want to. But every knee going to still bow and every knee going to confess that Jesus.
Yeah, right.
Ain't nobody gonna be able to win it.
Yeah.
Nobody gonna be able to win it. So don't bow down down to them. You tell them straight up and down who you are and who you stand for and who your people stand for, and you don't bow down to them. And then when I come back, I'm going to knock them out. That's the way
you're right.
You're going to knock them right to the ground and make them bow to you. That's what he's going to do.
See, they worrying about me. I'm just man. Now I got power that God gave me through my anointing. But see, God said, thy vengeance is mine. Sick him, Jesus. Mm-hmm. Go right ahead. Get him. Smite them who come against me. Strike them down. No weapon formed against me shall prosper, Lord. Every tongue that rises up against me, stop to come here. It's the heritage of my people, huh? I'm talking my father's house, huh? He got
mad on
bottom
heels,
huh?
Thank you,
Jesus.
Yes, and that's what happened. I scared him because he didn't expect me to come like that. He expected me to melt and bow down. I bow down to Jesus. I don't.
That right?
You ain't listening to me. I'm looking at your heart. Your heart ain't right. Like I told him, you need to bow down. You need to go repent. That's what I told him. You need it because you ain't do nothing but try to bring Satan over here, and I chopped him out. I chopped Satan down to the ground. I don't fuck with that. I'm not going to take my heart, be something that you want me to be. No, I belong to Jesus. You can't take what I got. Mm-hmm. You can't take my anointing. My anointing break your yoke. My anointing breaks you down because I'm going to get this Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Huh. Mm-hmm. This is where hip hop meets the Christ. We standing our ground over here. That's today's topic. We'll be right back in a minute. We some warriors. You know what I'm talking about?
Get some.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. You know what it is? Life. That's how we hitting them, man. Mr. Revolution, live and direct, Fifth Seal Studios. You know, ain't no carbon copies. Yeah, gonna hit it like this, man, for the kingdom. Yeah, new level. Let's go. Yeah, thank you, Jesus. Yeah. God, miraculous, eternal praise, give you my Father. In the offering of Jesus Christ, book of life offer. Published in the domain heaven. Pray for the loved ones, enemy and reverend. Rebuke the devil, armor of God. Blessed by the blood of Christ, righteous to cause. God's will is none should perish. Breath of life right there in anyone standing. Whosoever do you understand it. Proper revelation in the time God commanded. Repenting of my sins, keep it real, never candid. According to the word, sola scriptura. Jesus Christ, we persecuted for putting truth on the truth. Share the gospel with some former shooters. Share the truth with the youth, atheists, or Buddhists. It don't matter, we all die, we all cry. Eternal life, the narrow path, we must come. I know that Christ came and set me free. That's why I'm still standing here, what you thought I'd be. And on the daily, praise God, praise God, praise God. And on the daily, praise God, praise God. Welcome to the victory and war. I know Christ came to set me free. That's why I'm still standing here, what you thought I'd be. And on the daily, praise God, praise God, praise God. And on the daily, praise God, praise God. Welcome to the victory and war. I used to struggle with adultery hard. Giving in to the Jezebel was my call. Like David, it was crazy. I had me a lady, then God let the mistress crush my heart. Not good when we go against the patience. Do things in haste and we give way to Satan.
Don't do it.
Gotta get them all, seek the word of God waiting. Trial and tribulation due to Christ, we face it. Victory, basic. Running over drummer kid, right. Jesus knew I would leave it all behind, even all the music that I came up with. I don't care who they are, do this for the Lord, man. Your favorite rapper dead and gone, let's pray they got the Lord, man. And if they are living,
if they are,
pray for the leaders. Cause in hell no, Satan mistreat us. The only way, Jesus, say you at the death mo. This is how I get it in, ain't afraid of death. I know that Christ came and set me free. That's why I'm still standing here, what you thought I'd be. And on the daily, praise God, praise God, praise God. And on the daily,
hallelujah.
Praise God. Welcome
God
to the victory and war. I know Christ came to set me free. That's why I'm still standing here, what you thought I'd be. And on the daily, praise God, praise God, praise God. And on the daily, praise God. Welcome to the victory and war. The blood of Christ is my sword and my shield, and that's real. They selling souls for the love of the money, the deal. On top of that,
why?
They worshiping Satan as God.
Huh?
They call him Lucifer, deceive him the fact that he loves that. A fallen
angel that Jesus has bounded in chain bars. For his rebellion, the prison of hell, it remains hell. God is sovereign, he rule over dark and the light. And it is crucial knowing Christ, the light and the dark. Where do we start? It's faith and love and repentance. Before we finish, this clinic is full of forgiveness. I bear witness, the Lord is coming with swiftness. To repay, and I ain't talking about Christmas. The world tripping, the inside earth is flipping. Thessalonians, the body of Christ, ascension. You better pray with your face to the floor and listen. God's love is eternal and you was worth it. Yeah. You was worth it. Yup. You was worth it.
All I know,
you was what?
Evil running high at the name of Jesus.
You was worth it. I know that Christ came to set me free. That's why I'm still standing here, what you thought I'd be. And on the daily, praise God, praise God, praise God. And on the daily, praise God, praise God. Welcome to the victory.
Yeah. Boy,
I know Christ came to set me free. That's why I'm still standing here, what you thought I'd be. And on the daily, praise God, praise God, praise God. And on the daily, praise God, welcome to the victory and war.
Revolution, one time, Fifth Seal Studios. It goes down like that, you know. We in the last days of time. We watching the world, we see everything, man. What's in our realm of effect? According to the word of God, we know what it is. You know? Jesus said, be not blinded to the devices of the enemy. We not blinded. He gonna continue to show us, and we gonna keep exposing evil for what it is. That souls are not deceived and misled, you know?
I know that Christ came to set me free. That's why I'm still standing here, what you thought I'd be. That's why on the daily we praise God, praise God, praise God. On the daily we praise God. See, people, they don't even really realize it. You know what I'm talking about? That Christ rules over the dark and the light. Uh-oh.
Yes, sir.
He rules.
You better say it.
Christ rules over the dark and the light. Uh-huh. See? Yeah. All of the light. Yeah, Christ rules over all of the light. Mm-hmm. That right? He rules over Satanism, a.k.a. the Illuminati. Christ rules. Because that's why we standing our ground. You know what I'm talking about? Because Christ came to set us free. That's why we still standing here. What you thought? We going to fold up? We ain't no cowards, boy. We warriors in this thing. You know what I'm talking about? Standing our ground. You know what I'm talking about? For sure, man. Standing for the Christ, man. One thing I do know, Wanda, is demons running high at the name of Jesus.
Yes, sir.
That's why Blog Talk, you know what I'm saying, trying to hold our numbers back, bro. I'm talking about our numbers low this time because we bringing that Jesus.
But we don't worry.
And I'm opening up the broadcast, bro.
Right.
Hold on, Genesis. I got it. Hold on. I got you.
Go ahead.
I open up the broadcast, and I pray, and I rebuke the devil, and I say the blood of Jesus is against the evil ones. And they don't like that Jesus because they want to be politically correct, and I'm not studying it. I'm kingdom correct. You know what I'm talking about? Go ahead, young G, as long as God gives it to D.
And see, the thing is, bro, you know what's so ice cold when we blow? Boy, we don't care about no numbers.
Right.
We don't care about
don't
no numbers.
Care. Right.
So,
as long as God
what we got, bro? You must have forgot, bro. We were kicking the gospel in the backyard when there wasn't nobody, me, you, and D.
Yeah.
In my backyard.
Yeah.
Every week. And get what? We right back at it. Because get what? When we meet every Sunday, that KOBG meet, oh, we going to get a little bit of that Jesus, bro.
They're right.
But they know now. They know now. But see, look, it's like this. If we get caught up in the numbers, then that's how our heart will be manipulated. See, the heart is deceitful. We learned that the other week, remember? The heart will trick you. You understand? And that's what's happening. And that's why we can't condemn our fellow brothers and these pastors, because they started out with the right heart, just as we are.
Mm-hmm.
But somewhere along the line, the heart got deceitful because they got caught up with, I believe that this is what happened. After so many years of everybody screaming when you enter the room, you kind of get used to that. And after so many years of people treating you like you are
or him
on a pedestal, you get kind of addicted to that. And like Oasis always say, you got to remain humble. You got to remain humble because if we allow that greed or that pride to enter our heart, before we know it, what start off as a small itch then became a great big rash.
Mm-hmm.
And that was contagious. Now everybody we touch, now they itching for money.
itching for power and prestige and position. But what we need to do is release this venomous spirit called the Holy Spirit. That means when you hear it, it's so potent, the venom hit right from your ear hole down to your heart, though. You see, that's what we need to release. We need love. We need love. Creflo, come back to the kingdom, homie. Everybody else, Pastor Dean, you call me the devil. I love you, man. Come back to the kingdom. I forgive. One thing about it, everybody know me, man. Hey, if I ain't learned nothing else, I definitely learned how to love my enemies. And I ain't flexing. Why? I love my enemies. Because I got enemies all around me. They doing me, it's different which way. But they can't make me bend. They can't make me bend, and they can't make me break. Because God is still keeping me straight, 10 toes in their face. You know, I'm 10 toes down now. I ain't backing down for no pastor. I ain't backing down for no rapper. I ain't backing down for no actor. Matter of fact, I might just smack you with this word of God, because I'm at you.
That's right.
He filled me with the flame, and he told me to go out here and catch you. Yeah, real over here. King Status out of, we be real over here in the field. What you talking about? King Status over this way here.
Hallelujah. That's what I'm talking about. All right, man, let's go ahead. All right, we got scriptures on deck still. You know what I'm talking about? Scriptures on deck. Today's topic, stand your ground. Yeah, we turned up all the way to the max. You know what I'm saying? I guess for the day. And we might get turned up more than this. You know what I'm talking about? For real. All right, we're finna get jump into some more scriptures, man. You know what I'm talking about? And that's for real, man. The wonder in Genesis and real. Hold on. We coming back there. Let's get these scriptures in there. All right, let's go back over here to Joshua, man, because that's where we was at. Joshua, the first chapter. You know what I mean? We was on verse 5. That's where it got hot at, because we was reading about how no man, no human, shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. God says, as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. Take the Bible personally. You know what I'm saying? Take it personal. So I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. That's why you can stand your ground. We started off talking about the whole arm of God. You ain't just standing your ground by yourself, but you got to stand with the grace of God. Stand in the grace that God has given you. You know what I mean? All right, still in Joshua chapter 1, verse 9 says, have I not commanded you? This is commandment from God. Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid. Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Stand your ground, man. Be confident in God. You know what I'm talking about? Be confident. Stand your ground. Be strong. Be brave. Be courageous and confident. Nobody will be able to stand against you. Everywhere the sole of your foot touches is yours. God is with you. Don't give up. Get up. So everywhere the sole of your foot touches is yours. Should we go to Creflo Dollar Church tomorrow? Uh-oh. Because that's ours. You know what I'm talking about? Yes, sir. You're a messed up. We warriors with this thing. We don't play that crap. You know what I'm talking about? All right, check it out. Stay on your ground. Let's go. Deuteronomy. I'll give you this word, man. Faith come by hearing, and hearing come by this word. You know what I'm talking about? So Deuteronomy, that's one book before Joshua, I believe. Yeah, the book right before Joshua. Deuteronomy, and we're going to look at chapter number 7. Deuteronomy chapter number 7, and it says verse 24. It says, and he will deliver the kings into your hand. That's the evil kings now. And you will destroy their name from under heaven. See, because you want to put your name out there. You know what I'm talking about? You got an ego, which stands for edging God out. You're slowly pushing God out of the way. That's why you can't realize him or recognize when he's in the building. Because you in the building. You know what I'm talking about? Your ego in the building, so Jesus can't be in the building, because your ego done push Jesus out. Jesus can't come to your church. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. See, people were dropping dead in church because they were doing wrong by God. You know what I'm saying? Not just getting shot up in your church. You know what I'm talking about? Ananias and Sapphira couldn't stand before the people of God half-heartedly because the people of God was wholehearted, and God struck both of them down. Now, you play with God if you want to, and thinking that we phony, you're going to meet our Father, bro. You know what I'm talking about? Since you don't want to heed the warning, then you're going to meet the destruction. All right? So let me continue to read this, Deuteronomy 7 and 24. And he will deliver their kings into your hand, and you will destroy their name from under the heaven. Destroy their name. No one shall be able to stand against you until you have destroyed them. See how God backing you up? If you stand your ground, nobody will be able to stand against you. Huh? Quit being a punk. You following the Almighty God, and you scary? What? You let the folks say, if you're scared, go to church. What? Huh? Come to this kingdom and think we're some punks if you want to. You know what I'm talking about? You're going to meet the Christ. Believe that. So if you stand your ground, nobody will be able to stand against you. You know what I'm talking about? For real, stand your ground. Psalms 1. I'm coming to you. Genesis, Rael, and Wanda. Y'all hold on. We getting this? Jesus. Psalms 1. Psalms chapter number 1, verse number 5 says, therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment. Uh-oh. Yeah, if you're ungodly, you can't stand. And it ain't nothing that we do but accept Christ that makes us godly. You know what I'm talking about? We ain't perfect, but we accepted Jesus. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Yeah, that right? Yeah, you can only stand if you righteous, the righteousness of God, purely accepting what Jesus the Christ has done for you, and hearing the word of God and doing the word of God. All right, let's go to Psalms chapter number 2. Becoming one of my favorite psalms right here. Psalms chapter number 2. We're going to read verses 1 through 5. And again, we encourage everybody to get into the whole word of God for yourself. You know what I'm talking about? Study to show yourself approved unto God. All right? God watch. You know what I'm talking about? Psalms chapter number 2. Verse number 1 says, why do the nations rage? Why are you mad, nations? And the people plot. You plotting? A vain thing. Yeah, vain means this vanity is going to disappear. It ain't going to happen. You know what I'm talking about? The things of the earth, the kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed. Now, we his anointed, man. You know what I'm talking about? We not the wicked kings or the wicked rulers on this earth. Y'all getting it. I'm talking about they been trying to mess with all of us, the kings of the earth and the rulers. That's passing schemes, wicked schemes through law. That's what they doing. You know what I'm talking about? All right? But verse 3 says, this is what they're trying to do. Let us break their bonds, trying to break you and God up. Now you're trying to break me and my relationship with my Father up. The devil is the liar. The devil is the already defeated one. Yes, sir, it is finished. It's curtains for you, Satan. They're saying, let us break their bonds in pieces and cast away their cords from us. You can try, like Hancock told you on your movie. You can try. But you ain't going to prevail. Verse 4 says, he who sits in the heavens, yep, we got somebody sitting in the heavens, and he laughing at y'all. The Lord shall hold them in derision or ridiculousness. You know what I'm talking about? He going to let them think that they can actually beat God. You know what I'm talking about? And verse 5 said, then he going to speak to you in his wrath and distress them in his deep displeasure. So he got wrath. And then you got some deep displeasure for you because he the one made you upright. And you the one sought out many schemes. You know what I'm talking about? But to God's people, stay on your ground. The God Almighty, our Father, for you. You know what I'm talking about? Psalms 94. Let's go. Psalms chapter number 94. Shouts out much love to all those that's listening, man. We appreciate you. You know what I'm talking about? We do this every Saturday live at 11 a.m., man. Believe that. Psalms 94. Well, matter of fact, we got to go to Psalms 24. I'm sorry. Psalms 24 first. So keep your mark right there in 94. But let's go back to Psalms 24. Let me see. Psalms chapter number 24. We're starting at verse number 3. And it says, who may ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who may stand in his holy place? He or she who has clean hands, pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to an idol, nor sworn deceitfully. Keep it real. Be true. he shall receive blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is Jacob, the generation of those who seek him, who seek your face. This is Jacob, the generation of those who seek him, who seek your face. This is Jacob, the generation of those who seek God, who seek God's face. So if you have clean hands and a pure heart, you know, being honest and everything like that, heart pure, you don't worship idols, nor being deceitful, then guess what? You can stand your ground because you are seeking the Lord. You know what I'm talking about? Your hands clean. You got a pure heart. You don't worship idols, even the American idol. You don't worship that. Nor are you deceitful. If you're that, then you can stand your ground. If you have clean hands, you got a pure heart. You don't worship idols. You're not being deceitful. You can stand your ground because you are seeking the Lord. You know what I'm talking about? Psalms 94. Now we ready. We ready. We ready. All right. Psalms 94, verse 16, and then we're going to skip down to verse 20. Psalms chapter number 94, verse 16. It says, who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Uh-oh. Make sure this thing is on. DJ Scratch, Scratch. Yes, sir. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Verse 20 says, shall the throne of iniquity, the throne of iniquity, which devises evil by law, have fellowship with you? They gather together against the life of the righteous. That's the only one they want to kill, the life of the righteous, because they right. They still standing upright like God created them. They've been reborn through Jesus the Christ. So they gather together. They gather together against the life of the righteous. You know how you can say anything on TV or on the radio, but just don't say Jesus. You can say anything you want, just don't say Jesus. Ooh, Jesus, say it again. Jesus, get them Jesus. Yes, sir. They gather together against the life of the righteous, and they condemn innocent blood. They did that with Christ. They still doing it now. But the Lord has been my defense. The Lord has been my defense and my God, the rock of my refuge. He has brought on them their own iniquity. Told you God fight for you. And shall cut them off in their own wickedness. The Lord our God shall cut them off. Stand your ground. Because all the workers of iniquity that is planning and plotting evil by law, passing evil by law, the Lord our God will cut them off. Yeah. That's why he said vengeance is his. Yeah, he going to cut them off. Believe that. Yeah, they think they too far gone. They think they got the jump on us. Yeah, right. But you ain't nothing new under the sun. My God been watching you since you was a baby. Matter of fact, my God been watching you since you was in your mama womb getting formed, partner. As a matter of fact, he was watching you when they were making you, partner. Yeah, before that. Yeah, already lined up steps for you to walk out. Walk in. Yeah. Stand up for the God Almighty. Let's go, Romans. I got, one, two, three more scriptures, y'all. Yes, sir. One, two, three more scriptures. 1 Corinthians. Well, no. Hold on. Romans. We're going to Romans. Romans 14. Sorry. Romans chapter number 14. Yeah, we keep scriptures on deck, man. If you don't want to hear the word, then something wrong with you. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, man, because your faith going to come by you hearing this word of God. You know what I'm talking about? That's how you're going to get to know God. Tell people that don't know God because they be questioning you. All right? Romans 14 and 4 says, who are you to judge another's servant? To his own master he stands or falls. Mm-hmm. Indeed, he will be made to stand, for God is able to make him stand. Yeah, Creflo and Dean and whoever else, since you got this little education and you think you're all that, and you forgot that it's Jesus. You know what I'm talking about? It says, who are you to judge another one's servant? To his own master, he stands or falls. To his own master, you're not my master. You ain't even a pastor. You know what I'm talking about? He stands or falls to his own master. Indeed, he will be made to stand, though. Why? For God is able to make him stand. Yeah, I know y'all ready and fired up. I wanted y'all to be fired up, Wanda. You know what I'm talking about? Tolan in Genesis. Hold on now. Hold on. Stand up for God the Almighty. He will hold you up. Hold it up, King. Yes, sir. 1 Corinthians. Stand up for God Almighty. He will hold you up. Hold it up. We don't hold it down no more. You know what I'm talking about? We hold it up. Some of y'all niggas need to hold y'all pants up, too. You know what I'm talking about? That's word up. Yeah. Ain't nobody playing. How you gonna stand, man? Uh-huh. 1 Corinthians. Let's go to 1 Corinthians number 16. Chapter number 16. 1 Corinthians chapter number 16, verses 13 through 14. It says, watch. This is your commandment. These are our orders. These are our orders right here. All right? This is what we are to do. 1 Corinthians 16, 13 through 14 says, watch, stand fast in the faith. Stand fast in the faith. Be brave. Be strong. Let all that you do be done with love. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Watch, stand fast in the faith. Be brave. Be strong. Let all that you do be done with love. Even though we had to go off, Genesis still came back and wrapped it with love, because we got to remember, God ain't never whack, but God ain't going to take that. But before I go off on you, I got to remember, God is full of love, and God lives in me and above. But God, yes, sir, stand in the faith and do everything with love. Stand by faith. Ephesians 6, 13 through 14. We read these earlier, but we coming back to highlight them again. Ephesians chapter number 6, verses 13 and 14 says, therefore take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, stand some more. Yes, sir. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness. Stand your ground. Quit bowing down to Pharaoh. And Nebuchadnezzar. Yeah, Nebuchadnezzar, the one that made the statue say, bow down and serve this statue, and if you don't, I'm going to throw you in the fire. Yeah, Pharaoh, that's the one that making your government these laws and stuff, these ungodly, saying, hey, don't you disagree with the homos. You know what I'm talking about? What? Y'all disagreeing with the Bible? You think I'm not listening to y'all. It's still wrong. You know what I'm talking about? And everybody, you know, sin, but the thing about it is those that follow Christ, we fight against sin. We die to the flesh daily. We can't just be all over here willy-nilly sinning and thinking we're going to be anointed. Nah, it don't work like that. So they be out there talking about ain't no one sin above another, but they don't tell you that we got to fight against all sin. You got to fight against your own lust, your own pleasure and desires and stuff like that. Fight that. You know what I'm talking about? Stay in your ground. You know what I'm talking about? Quit bowing down. Yeah. Quit bowing down to Pharaoh, man, the one that's putting all this promiscuity and all everything all everywhere. Quit bowing down to Nebuchadnezzar saying, serve me. My name is higher than Jesus. The devil is the liar. You know what I'm talking about? Stand your ground like Daniel. Yeah, stand your ground like them three Hebrew fellas. Huh? Yeah, stand your ground. The true grace of God, the true grace of God is what makes you stand. Stand your ground. Isaiah 59. We got one more scripture. Then I'm going to push play on Wanda. Then we're going to go around to Genesis, and then Korea, you take us out with prayer and all the rest of that good stuff and everything, man. All right? So Isaiah 59, moving right along. Isaiah chapter number 59, and we're going to read verse number 19. Isaiah 59, verse number 19 says, so shall they fear the name of the Lord. We ain't even saying y'all gonna feel KOVG. We ain't promoting that. We promoting Jesus. So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west and his glory from the rising of the sun. That's the east, if you ain't know. Yes, sir. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. Yeah, it ain't my fault you made a deal with the devil. And I made my deal with God the Almighty. You know what I'm talking about? We all been tricked by Satan. You know what I'm talking about? But God was right there the whole time. representing the truth. So how you get bamboozled all the way over there like that, man? You must have been greed, got caught up in your own greed or something. You know what I'm talking about? When the enemy bombards in like a flood, when he forces his way in like a flood, God, our Father, lifts up his barricade against the enemy who is already defeated. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to end it with this verse from me, pass this mic around. You know what I'm talking about? Revelation, the third chapter. You don't end it like this. Because somebody else standing, and they waiting for you to answer the door, man. How long are you going to make Jesus knock on the door of your heart? Standing out there. You going to leave him out there in the cold, man? You know what I'm talking about? Revelation 3. Verses number 20 and 21 says, behold, I stand at the door. I stand. This is Jesus now. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and dine with him and he with me. To him who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne. Overcome. As I also overcame and sat down with my Father on his, Jesus is standing at your door. You know, the door of your heart. And he is knocking and he wanting and desiring to come in. Open up and let him in. Don't just leave him standing outside knocking. Jesus is the only way that you can stand your ground. And that's what I'm talking about. Yes, sir. That's what I'm talking about. This is when hip-hop meets the Christ. Wanda, unmute. Mic check. You on, Wanda. Genesis, we coming to you next.
I'm right here. I'm listening. I just want to say, it starts with the renewing of your mind, because we learned last week that Satan could trick your heart. But what I want to say is stand up for Jesus. Stand up for Jesus. Don't lay down anymore. We passed that. Jesus laid down his life, and he gave his life so we could live, so we could stand, and so we could have authority over evil. It's time for God's children, Jesus Christ, brothers and sisters, our kings to stand. And we are not bound by the enemy. And I just want to piggyback on something that Genesis, he said that, you know, we love everybody, but we are not. We love you, but we're not going to bow down to what you say if it's not right. We will speak
right.
The truth, because we only owe Jesus, and we are living for Jesus. So if we need to bring you in too, if we need to renew your mind and remind you who you belong to, not Satan's world, but Jesus' world, that's what we're going to have to do. If we have to stand up against you, that's what we got to do. And it doesn't matter your prestige or your person on this earth. It matters with your heart, your spirit, and who you serve. And all I'm saying is this is the time. Kingdom has come, and it's time for people to know Jesus. Like you said, he's standing at the door and knock. Are you going to let him in? Renew your mind. Renew the spirit of your mind. Open your mind and open your heart and let you in. And then you'll know who you belong to and who you are. I know who I am. There's not one person on this earth can tell me that I'm not Jesus' child. I'm not a queen. I'm not above and beyond. Not the head and not the tail. Nobody can say that. And I go back to one more thing that Genesis said. We started without money. When he went all the way back when it was you big hurting him and all this, I can go back to when it was nobody but me. I can go back to when it was nobody but me. I can go back to where we had people that we didn't even know, but they seen Jesus in us, and they was drawn to us. That's what it's about, bringing people to Jesus. And we were having Bible study here every week, and we didn't care what Satan said. And whenever Satan raised his head, we stomped him out.
Amen.
Because we know who we belong to, and all the Satan tricks didn't work, because look at us now. All the things that Satan tried to say we were going through, the job situation, we ain't never been provided by a job. We've been provided by Jesus. Jesus is our provider. He is our Savior. He is our provider. He's our everything. So if you got on that whole armor of God and you go up to people and they don't accept you, don't be upset. Don't get hurt. If you get hurt, you're weeping and do it for a night, but joy coming in the morning. Because God said, stand. He didn't say bow down, because the one thing we want you to know is when we tell you the truth, it's all in love.
Yeah.
Now, how you receive it is how you receive it. And so you and your God, who you going to serve?
Hallelujah. That's what I'm talking about.
Hallelujah.
I'm young Jesus. As long as God gives it to me, Mike Check, young Jenny.
Mike Check, 1212.
In the building.
Can you hear me? All right. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to piggyback on what Wanda said, man. What we doing is in love. Why? Because God corrects us too, but he corrects us in love. You understand? And how do we love each other if we don't correct each other? You feel what I'm saying? So we got to love each other enough to say, hey man, listen, we mad at these rappers, but we really heartbroken because y'all disrespect the same God that y'all pray to. You understand?
Right.
We mad at these pastors because we look to y'all to lead us. We wouldn't know the knowledge that we have about God if it wasn't for y'all. So why is it that now when God said a little child shall leave him, because in your eyes you still see us as little children, why is it that you can't see this little child that became a man like Jesus did when he became 30 and he been about his father's business? Why I can't be 30 and be about my father's business? You understand?
Right.
Why he got to be just your God? Why he can't be our God too? That's all I'm saying, y'all. Teamwork in this kingdom, man. Teamwork make the dream work. And my motto is, you ain't seen work until you seen my team work. Now shut up and watch these kings work.
Give me up. That's what I'm talking about. I said it better myself. King.
Hallelujah.
Tolan. Check in. Mike Check, Tolan. What up, real?
Check. Mike Check. Can you hear me now, King?
Oh, yes, sir. I hear
we
you
got
now.
It.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. You got me now, man. I'm sitting here, man. I'm just enjoying my first time calling in and talking, man. You know, the word of God is strong in here. You know what I'm saying? And then for them to decrease the number, for the number to be decreased, no, I speak increase. No.
Hallelujah.
No. I speak life into things. Uh-oh, see, now I'm about to get turned back up. Now. I speak life into things now.
Hallelujah.
Oh, no, everybody, these people know they need this Jesus. Nah, folks going to call in. Most people going to call in. Now. They know they need this Jesus. Now. Come on, get it. You can choose life, or you can choose death. In Deuteronomy 39:8, it says, I have set before record in heaven. I call this day in heaven against you. Therefore, I have set before thee life and death, blessings and curses. Therefore, choose life, so you and your seed shall be blessed. Now, hold up. Now, I'm finna break it down to you. They said, but we got free will. Nah, that was a commandment towards you. He told you.
Uh-huh.
He said, choose life. He told you, he said, choose life.
But
I don't want
to command me. You better let
me know. Now you got to suffer the consequences now, boy. Huh?
Yeah.
The Holy Ghost now, huh?
Yeah.
Now you're going to go against the Holy Ghost, huh? You don't go against something that God gave us to get to be and connect to him now. Hallelujah.
Come
you don't
on,
go against that.
Yeah.
You don't go against that. He told us to choose life. Don't let those. Now, free will is a gift. His will, that's something that you need to go by.
Hallelujah.
People take the gift of free will for granted. That's why they take the gift of pastoring for granted.
Uh-huh.
Don't take the word of God. Now, I'm going in. Don't take the word of God. Now, the word of God is pure. Man, the one come in and change that all that, now. But you decide with your spirit. You got to fear the truth. You got to fear the truth in you. Now, you know the truth. The truth should make you free. That's what Jesus said, now.
Hallelujah.
That you set you free, make you free. However, either way, you're going to be free if you choose to accept the truth.
Yeah.
On that verse right there, he told us, he wanted us to come in. He wanted to bring life into our lives. Not, he wanted to do right for us. He wanted to do right by us. He wants
but
God don't need you. That's why I say he wants to. God don't need you now. So don't take that for granted now. God don't need you. He wants you. He wants to bless you. He wants to do good in your life now. He wants to move mountains in your life, huh? Oh, but you don't want to choose life? How dare you blaspheme the Holy Spirit, huh? He said choose life. Huh? So the fact of the matter is this, you don't want to choose life. You and your seed gonna be cursed. That's the truth.
Uh-huh.
You and your seed gonna be cursed.
Hallelujah.
He said choose life. He told you. He said choose life. Now, I call heaven against you. Choose life, son. It's right here, daughter. Choose life. You don't want to choose it. Oh, really? I got the Holy Ghost coming after you. You ain't for him.
Hallelujah.
I'll take away my voice in your ear because you don't want to use it. I'll take it away.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he will. He will.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. Just like fire. Hey, Tolan, take us out with prayer, man. Take us before the throne. In. You know what I'm talking about? Take us out with prayer.
All right, I'm going to ease it in now. See, I done came with the fire. Now I'm trying. Now I'm going to go back to the line, to the cub side. I'm going to come back with the beef side, the lamb side. I'm going to come back to it.
All right.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. First of all, we give thanks. Even though the numbers may be low, but you said if we be faithful over few, you'll make us rule over many. So, Father, we know that we have been faithful over few. Now it's time to make ruler of many, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord, for coming with us in this day, in this beautiful day, wherever we are all scattered. We all know whether it be cloudy or not, we see the good. We see the good in what you gave us, Father, and we look forward to that. And because we know that your son paid the ultimate price. Jesus paid the ultimate price for us, whether it's good or bad. Nothing that we can go through in life, Father, can compare to what Jesus went through for us. And, Father, I ask for forgiveness, Father, for them because they went against your son. They went against Jesus. They went against love. And I ask for forgiveness for them, Father. Now, you may curse them. You still don't curse them, but I ask for forgiveness for them. Father, I know that your will be done upon this broadcast. I know that your will be done on each and every one's life that speak in and call in, Father. I know this. Because I have the utmost faith in you, not in man, not in what I can see, not in what I can touch, not in what I can taste, not in what I can smell. No, I have faith in you and believing in you that you can change. If I choose life, you can change my situation around me. You can change everything to work out for my good. Father, I believe in you. We all come in agreement, Father. We all come in agreement on your Father today. Father, we thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. He said, in Jesus' name. He said, cry unto me. Cry unto God. But then when he said, son, he said, when not you praise Jesus. That's why I said to pray in Jesus' name. He said, praise him, because he did that. He took those sights for you. You praise Jesus in Jesus' name. You give him the glory. You give all praise to him in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Man, hallelujah. That's what I'm talking about.
Hallelujah.
This is when hip hop meets the Christ. Shout out, much love to all those that are listening, man. We out this piece, man. We'll holler. I'm just praying for us, man. We ain't going nowhere. As long as God listening, that's the only number we focus on anyway. I just had to address that issue. Holler at y'all.
Through life's ups and life's downs, in every situation. I've been through some things, and still, I'm learning. I'm learning to be happy. No matter what I'm going through, whether empty, or whether I have plenty, You see, with God's power,
with God's power, we can, I know we can. talk to him. Double up on my worship, double up on my praise, double up on how I talk to him all of my days. Double up on my worship, double up on my praise, double up on how I talk to him all of my days. You got to do what you do, I got to handle my shit, and I'm gonna do it with you, Father, for taking you through. You got to do what you do, I got to handle my shit, and I'm gonna do it with you, Father, for taking you through. You got to do what you do, I got to handle my shit, and I'm gonna do it with you, Father, for taking you through. Double up on my worship, double up on my praise, double up on how I talk to him all of my days. Yeah, step it up and drink from this cup, cause this water is good. The most I've misunderstood, but I'm gonna make it plain. I've come through so much pain and I've got all the gain.
He's got to be insane, I know he's out of his mind.
I know this is double time, you know you might be right, but this light shines so bright and I'm ready to fight for the kingdom of God. I'm up in his front yard and I'm straight pulling your car, cause I'm one with the sun, ripping the devil up there when I want. Oh yeah, it's going down, I'm turning smiles in the brown, cause when I mention his name, he said that this is a game, but he is for real, so sit back and chill. Now look, here's the deal, he didn't have to spill his innocent blood on the cross, cause he's already the boss, he works for himself, he gives you good help, he's in every breath, so glad he conquered death. You got to do what you do, I got to handle my shit, and I'm gonna do it with you, Father, for taking you through. You got to do what you do, I got to handle my shit, and I'm gonna do it with you, Father, for taking you through. You got to do what you do, I got to handle my shit, and I'm gonna do it with you, Father, for taking you through. Double up on my worship, double up on my praise, double up on how I talk to him all of my days. Big hurt.
Okay, now it's time to double up. K-O-D-G is the evil secrets that's been covered up. No, they will not shut us up. Satan is not tough enough. He has his collateral, so I guess it's time to knuckle up. Ride to the motor, but surrounded by some war.
Okay,
and we keep our foot with us. We win it cause the Lord with us. I don't even think we're with us. We win it cause in the Lord we trust. If the color of life's on roll with us, we're the same like an bad dog. But I won't want to open up the whole city. Cause I don't think I'm up for K-O-D-G is the evil secrets. I'm fighting with my life, it won't give up, but I won't want to give in. Stay trying to live with a big sin. I rest on the side that we gon' win. We're gonna make up a crap deal.
Yep.
Yeah, crap deal, that shit you ask. Tell me blind and get for blast. I'm gonna drink and shit like trash. Tell me blind and deal with cash money. If it's up, they lack of knowledge, they don't know enough. So I get to double time. Now for us to double up.
Yeah. I got to handle my shit, and I'm gonna do it for you, Father, for taking you through. You got to do what you do. I got to handle my shit, and I'm gonna do it for you, Father, for taking you through. You got to do what you do. I got to handle my shit, and I'm gonna do it for you, Father, for taking you through. Double up on my worship, double up on my praise, double up on how I talk to him all of my days. No, I didn't join the Navy. Yes, I did have some babies, and they were out of wedlock, but Christ ain't gonna stop working with little old me. So I praise him every day for grace and mercy. Thank you, Jesus. Even though people condemn, too bad that they ain't him. His word says I'm a winner, and no, I'm not a pretender. Maybe the number one contender or something like that. I'm doubling up on my worship because God got my back. I'm doubling up on my praise to make sure I don't lack. I take care of all of my needs, Father, I trust no other. I give pitches to you now so I don't kill my brother. You got it all in control. Lion, the greatest story ever told. It was finished on the cross, so hallelujah. Satan acts like a lion, but Christ the Lion of Judah. Go on and tell him he already paid your dues, bruh.